Praise God. The latter rain of God. Brother Taylor sings a song, "It's Like Fire in My Bosom." Really, when I wrote that song, it's really supposed to be, "It's like fire in my bosom" in the first part, and then it says, "It, I've got fire in my bosom, shut up in my bones."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I believe when Elisha died, was buried, sounds strange, a fellow be, you know, die and be buried with a double portion of God's Spirit, when a fellow with one portion of it took off into the heavens on a fiery chariot. But the Bible said, Bob, after that he was dead, he had enough power in his bones, shut up in his bones, that when the man that was dead was thrown in on top of it, Brother Ford, there was a resurrection.
Amen.
He didn't lose none of his power because he died. Hallelujah. The physical body is something altogether separate from our spirit. And we can be a powerhouse of God in our spirit and still die with cancer.
Amen.
Or something can happen to our bodies. Amen. Ahijah, one of the great prophets of the olden days, a man that could sit inside the home, and when the wife of Jeroboam come to the door, knocked on the door, he just said, "Come in, my wife of Jeroboam." Couldn't see her, didn't know who it was or where they come from except by God's Spirit. But he said, "Come in, thy wife of Jeroboam." Said, "You want to know if your baby's going to live?" Said, "No, it's going to die." Said, "Go back when your feet get into the city." Said, "The baby will die." Amen. How many remember Jeroboam? I made mention of him the other night. Praise God. I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate His presence. I appreciate His kindness. We have been really pressing for a good little while now to try to get something done for God. And it seems like we've not gotten near so much as we want to for God. But I believe that we can, brethren, if we are willing to press in. It's going to take pressing for Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'd like to talk with you just a little bit tonight. I don't know how much preaching I'll do, but I'd love to exhort you a little bit anyway. That we've had a pretty rough week with different ones coming in and staying a few days. And Sunday night, the little tent, as you remember, was filled up. And it was sitting on the outside, and the Spirit of God come down in a magnificent way. And people got their souls fed. And I believe God is wanting to do something for us, folks. I'd like to read from the 15th chapter of the book of St. John. If you've got your Bibles, I'd like for you to read along with me. I think Brother Grady moved down last night. I was awake about 4 o'clock or sometime this morning praying. And Ricky, I believe it was, pulled up in the yard. So, how many believers are real God?
Amen.
About 4:30 it was, and I was up praying. And was praying for you people. Praying for Sister Frances. And she come up today and told me that God on the other end woke her up about, what time? About 4 o'clock, same time. And she was concerned about me, and I was praying for her. I remember we went into the Carolinas one time, and Brother Taylor, we rolled up to a woman's house. It was way over in the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We rolled up to the woman's house and knocked on the door, and she jumped up and she come to the door and she said, "I was expecting you." Said, "I was just laying there having a dream that you come to my house." As a real God, Brother Ford, He's real. Hallelujah. I didn't want to disturb the woman, and we didn't disturb her. She was already expecting us. Praise God. Chapter 15, the book of St. John. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. Praise God. That's reading quite a bit of scripture, and I think perhaps the most outstanding thing that I could say in this would be, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And you know, that's a big statement, Brother Atlee. When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, took it on himself to say that you should love one another the same way that I loved you. Amen. If I'm willing to die, Brother Taylor, and go to the cross for the sake of my fellow man, that's great love. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Jesus said to love one another with the same love that I've loved you with. John, I have to wonder tonight if I love you that way. I wonder tonight, I hope in my heart that I do, but I wonder tonight if I really love you, Brother Taylor, enough to be able tonight to lay down my life for you. Jesus said that we're to love one another the way that he loved us. And he loved us enough that he was willing to suffer all the things that he suffered at Calvary for your sake and for my sake. Now, I want to read another scripture right here, and I want to tie a scripture two together if I can tonight. It's his will that we bear much fruit, he tells us here, but he also tells us that without him, we can do nothing. We can do nothing. Amen. Without him, we can do nothing. I hope tonight that I have the love. You say, Brother Pike, why do you say tonight that you hope that you have the love that Jesus had for you toward your fellow man? I hope tonight that I'm not being deceitful. And I hope tonight, Brother Kenny, that I could lay down my life for you if it came to laying down my life for you. I hope tonight that I've got enough love of God, Brother Vince, that if it's a decision between your life and my life, but I'd be willing to say, Lord, let it be me, and let Vince go free. You say, Brother Pike, do you actually believe that you love like that? I say, Brother Zell, I hope I have that kind of love, because this is the kind of love that is going to take to work the faith that we want. Amen. I hear people say, if I could just fast a little bit, if I could just pray a little bit, if I could just give a little bit, if I was a millionaire, they tell me what they would give, you know. They say, if I was a millionaire, I'd give this. And if I was rich, I'd give that. But consequently, they never give of what they have. The Bible said, give of what you have, and all things will be clean unto you. Amen. They say, I wish I could do this, and I wish I could do that, and they try to do this, and they try to do that. But the one thing they fail to do is to remember that faith worketh by love. Amen. And it takes the love of God more than just fasting, more than just praying, more than just coming to church. It takes the love of God to be able to lay down your life for your fellow man. Amen. And if you're going to have the faith of Jesus Christ, my brother and my sister, you're going to have that love. I don't care how much you fast. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you go to church. I don't care how much you read your Bible, how much revelation you know. That don't have anything to do with it. You're going to have the love of God in such a measure that you can lay down your life for your fellow man, and you'll never have the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean? The Bible tells us to contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Amen. You say, who was the saints of God? Peter, James, and Paul, Elijah, all of those great men of old. They had the great faith of God. Elisha, the great faith that resurrected a man even when he was dead, it was still shut up in his bones. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What we need tonight is the faith of Jesus Christ. The Bible said we're sanctified by the faith which is in Jesus Christ. My friend, this make-believe church of today, with their little bit of intellectual head knowledge that somebody's indoctrinated them with some kind of book, or taking the Bible and just going along telling them some haphazard way of getting to heaven, that will never do. I said, that won't give you the love of God. That will never translate you into the kingdom of God. Amen. You say, I believe. I know a lot of us believe, but we believe in our head. Amen. We believe in our head. And our head's never going to do us any good in faith. That's right. It's going to take believing from the heart. Amen. He said you can fast, that's good. He said you can go to the point of giving your body to be burned. He said, but that won't accomplish the purpose. Amen. Right. Amen. He said it's going to take the love of God. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Pike, it said charity. That's exactly right. You say, what is charity? Charity is the love of God. That's right. You say, love is for men. But charity is God love. Amen. Amen. Because charity is sacrificial love. Paul wasn't talking about this head love that some of you's got. He wasn't talking about some indoctrination that some pastor or some preacher's put in your heart about loving one another. Well, you love them with your head. You never give anything to them. You never do anything for them. That's not charity. That's human love. That's human love. But I'm talking about charity. What is charity? It's God love. Amen. It's God love. You may be a great man of sacrifice, but that doesn't get the job done. Amen. You might give, even to the point that your body might be burned, but my brother, that won't do the job. Amen. You might be anointed to preach. You might be a great preacher, but that won't get the job done. Amen. It won't get the job done. You might be great to prophesy, but that doesn't get the job done. Amen. Paul spoke of the prophecies. He said, you know in part, you prophesy in part. He said, but that won't get the job done. Amen. You might have discernment. You might have all kind of gifts. But he said, that won't do the job. Amen. Glory to God, if you're going to be raptured, folks, you're going to have faith. You're going to have faith. You say, Brother Pike, I got faith. I'm not talking about head faith. I'm talking about the faith of Jesus Christ. Your faith ain't never going to translate you. Your faith ain't never going to take you to heaven. It's got to be the faith which is in Christ. The the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God. Amen. This faith has to be delivered to you. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. This has got to be that kind of faith that God gives to you. Amen. And it won't work by your filial love. That's right. The Greek calls it filial love. It won't work by your filial love. That selfish love that you got, that you've heard me speak of so many times, where you love your wife and another man loves her, you'll kill him. That's a selfish love. But brothers and sisters, when we come to the gospel love, the real charge of the love of God, amen, the sacrificial, amen, that gives all the time. God so loved that he gave. Amen. God so loved that he gave. Gave his only begotten son, the best thing heaven could afford. Amen. He so loved that he gave. Glory to God. And when we get to where we so love that we'll lay down our life for our friend. So love that we'll give our life and give our best for our friends. Then, my brother and my sister, that's the love of God. Amen. Somebody said, don't you believe, Brother Pike? I love God. I've been fasting. I know some of you've been fasting. And I praise God for it because church will make you fast. Amen. You say, don't you believe I love God because I've been fasting? No, that doesn't prove anything. Amen. That doesn't prove anything. You may be fasting for your own personal reasons. Amen. That's right. The Bible teaches you can fast, and wherefore have we fasted, save they and God don't take no knowledge to it. There's a fast that God doesn't pay any attention to, because it might be for your own personal reasons that you're fasting. Amen. It may be for some reason that you're fasting. You might want to be something great in the world. You might want to be the president. I don't know. You might want to be something great in the world. But I'm talking about fasting for God, my brother and sister. Just for the purpose of seeing God help somebody. Amen. Not to be famous. Not to be some big something. The Bible said Jesus sought to make of himself no reputation. Amen. The Spirit of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother, if it's the Spirit of Christ in you that's driving you to your knees to pray or to fast, it'll cause you not to desire reputation. Amen. You won't try to be a pretty boy either. I said you won't want to be a pretty girl either. The Bible said that he was a man of sorrow, amen, that was acquainted with grief, had no beauty that any should desire him. Amen. He was interested in lost souls, Bob. When John came out of the wilderness, he didn't look like some Hollywood playboy. Amen. He didn't look like he just freshly come out behind the cosmetic counter. Amen. Somebody said, Brother Pike, you mean that? I don't believe Mary looked like when she brought the Son of God into this world. I don't believe she looked like she just come from some beauty parlor either. Amen. I believe she fasted and prayed and stayed away with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The more I say it, the better I like it. The better I like it, the more I say it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Taylor said Jesus gave her water that wasn't from the well. Hallelujah. I don't believe that Elizabeth, I don't believe that the devil, the prophetess, I don't believe those great women of old spent their time trying to see if they could curl the hair. I said, I don't think they spent their time trying to get some pin curls. Amen. I don't believe they did that. I believe they looked for God. Amen. And I believe that's what we got to do, John, is look for God. I believe we got to pray and fast and seek God. Amen. And look for God. And when we fast and pray, be sure we're doing it for God. Amen. It's just the flesh to want to show off. Amen. It's just the flesh to want to show somebody, bless God, I can fast 30 days. Amen. Who can't fast 30 days? Amen. I said, who couldn't fast 30 days? If you make up your mind that you can fast longer than that, there's men that spent 70, 80, 90 days. Amen. But that don't prove nothing. Somebody said, I want to see how long I can pray. I want to see how long I can stay with God. I have got up and shut myself up for about 30 hours or more. But that don't prove nothing. Amen. Now I'll tell you what does prove something. Brother John, when I get to the place to where I can die in your place, when it comes right down to it and they're going to take one of us's life, I can look and I can say, take my life. I want John Carnes to live. Really mean it from my heart.
My brother and my sister, you don't have to worry about how long you fasted. You won't have to worry about whether you're a pretty boy or not. You won't have to worry about whether somebody will know your name or not. Amen. The Bible said they took notice that they'd been with God. Amen. You won't have to have a PhD or be doctor, some kind of professor. I won't say it like John used to say it. Amen. You won't have to be that. No, my brother. The Bible said these were ignorant fishermen. They were just Galileans that didn't know nothing. But when the power of God came down. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Brother Pike, what do you think about the power of God? What do you think done that? Because they had the love of God. I said they had the love of God. Amen. That's right, brother. They had the love of God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Amen. They had the love of God. Hallelujah. They say that Paul, and some of you heard me speak of it, said that he taught love so strong that they took two men that was brought up under his ministry and took those two men and hung them up on a tree. That's right, up on a cross. And said neither one of the men would yield up the spirit. Through their suffering and through the agony and through the... I understand that the soldiers, they talked like they must have got to the point to where they was cursing, wanting them to die so they could go home. Amen. And they say that it's a true fact that each one, looking down at the soldier, said, if you'll release my friend, I'll yield up the ghost. And they say it's a true fact. How they did, I don't know. All things are possible to them to believe, and they must have had a tremendous faith. But they say that they never did yield the ghost until they took one of them down off the cross, and the other one hung his head and died. They said that was the kind of love they had for each other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I wonder why come them blind eyes don't come open when I pray. I wonder why that they don't get up out of the wheelchair when we pray. Amen. Do you have any idea why? Amen. I wonder why cancer ain't healed when we pray. Glory to God, there's an answer. A lot of times we read the Word of God, and then when we read the Word of God, we get the idea that the Word of God is just some kind of philosophy, you know. Just like reading about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. But he said, my words are spirit, brother. They're alive, hallelujah. They're quickening. Glory to God, he said, you abide in my commandments, you abide in my love. Amen. A lot of folks would let the fast a little bit and not live right. Have no virtues. But he said to abide in my love, you've got to abide in my commandments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What is the love of God? When we have that charitable love. That Godful love. When we have what we call charity, my brother and my sister, where we can love one another. Old John the Revelator said, love one another. Hallelujah. He didn't get that revelation over there, Brother Ford, because he went on a long fast. Amen. Somebody said that Brother Terrell made the statement, God told him if he'd gone a 90-day fast, he'd give him the revelation he gave John. I don't believe that. I said, I don't believe that. Brother Terrell's a great man. He's done a lot of fasting. But God never told him nothing like that. As a matter of fact, according to medical science, if he goes on a 90-day fast, he'll see the revelation. I believe they're all right. But he won't be in this world when he sees it. Amen. If somebody says he's already fasted 90 days, I beg your humble pardon. I don't know where they get all that. Amen. Start up on a fast and start talking about how many days he's done went. That's right. That's right. According to medical history, the longest any man's ever went is 90 days. That's right. I mean, he died, I understand. Amen. I was holding out a long time. After 40 days, starvation sets in. That's right. I tell you what, you don't have to go on a 90-day fast. God ain't going to tell you to do that. Amen. But you say, Brother Pike, why wouldn't God tell you to do that? Because if he did, it'd be of works. And a man could boast. But it's not a works, it's a gift of God. My brother, you get the love of God, he'll tell you if you get the love of God like John had. When he called him John the Beloved, he didn't say John the Faster, John the Sacrificer, but he said John the Beloved, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And John said, nothing don't please me no better than to know that my children are walking in the faith and walking in love. He says, love one another. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Paul got brought up to the third heavens. When he got brought up to the third heavens, he said, whether I was in the body or out of the body, he said, I've never been able to figure it out. But there's one thing he said, I've got a more excellent way, he said. That is charity, hallelujah. Glory to God to love one another. Love one another. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't understand why Peter could walk on the water and why I can't walk on the water. You want me to let you in on the secret tonight? Amen. The Bible said, great is the mystery of godliness. And Paul said, I'm a steward of the mysteries. You want me to tell you what it was? It's because of the love that Peter had in his heart. Amen. He had the love of God. Had the love of God in his heart. And when he went to the cross, history says that when they came to get him, he said, I'm not worthy to die like my master died. Amen. They said they turned him upside down. Turned him upside down. Glory to God. They tell me that one of them great men, that when they got ready to go to the cross, said they walked up to the cross and they looked at the cross, and to the amazement of those executors, said he looked and said, oh, cross upon which my Savior died. How long I've longed for thee. He said, I've longed for thee. Glory to God. Just to know that Jesus died on the tree. He wanted to be like his master. Said he looked at the cross and said, so many years I've longed for thee, O cross upon which my Savior died. He said, gladly I come to thee. Amen. They say they put him on the tree. And from the tree he preached such a convicting sermon that the executors got under conviction and went away to get the governor to come back to turn him loose. But when they got back, he yielded up the ghost and went to be with his maker. Glory to God. I'm talking about charity, my friend. I'm not talking about an intellectual love. I'm not talking about a head faith. I'm not talking about a church experience. I'm talking about the love of God that passes your reasoning and your understanding. Glory to God, it'll make you do things that your reasoning can't even figure out. Amen, Brother Kenny, it'll make you quit school when you studied all your life to be a school teacher. Amen, you can't figure it out in your head up here. Brother Vince, it'll make you quit medical technology school when you got the whole world in your hand. Amen, you can't reason it out, you don't understand it. Brother Taylor, it'll make you leave college when you don't like but 30 hours having your BA degree. And your reason can't figure it out. Glory to God. Brother John, it'll make you, after you take 6 years of college and get a Bachelor of Arts degree for agriculture, it'll make you turn around and be a holiness preacher. Amen. You can't figure it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Ford, it'll make you, after 40 years of giving your life in a place to be a prestige and a minister, to turn your back on it like Moses did and walk off and suffer the affliction with the children of God. Amen. Brother Atlee beat you. It'll make a man like you turn around and walk off after you've been brought up in a doctrine that's strict. Amen. Supposed to be the strictest kind of living. And walk off and leave it and go over somewhere and leave a farm and you're living in everything and drag your little children across the country looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm talking about the love of God, my brother. I'm talking about the love of God, my sister. Something that's real. Hallelujah. It takes charity, the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, love one another, Brother Ford, as I have loved you. Brother Pike, have you got it tonight? Glory to God, have you got it? Amen. I ask myself the question. Brother Pike, have you got it? We sing the song, if you got it, have you got it, have you got it, like the Bible reads. If we ain't got it like the Bible reads, we better get it like the Bible reads. Amen. We're never going to be translated, my brother. All of this intellectual thing, all this head knowledge, all of this thing that people are talking about that saves to be, salvation is not salvation. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to stand with me. I feel like I could go on and on. But I feel like I'm going to quit right here. Amen. I'm talking about the thing that makes for faith work, Jim. Hallelujah. It'll make a man like Brother Jimmy Kirk give up a business with a partner, turn, give him everything he's got, walk off and take a chance without anything at all, pick up a little piece of paper and have a towel company printed on it by the name of faith and say, glory to God, Lord, I'm in your hands. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God, because it passes understanding. It passes understanding. Hallelujah. God wants us to bear much fruit tonight, my brother. Without Him, you can't do nothing. Without the Spirit, it's by the Spirit of God. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself this question? Lord, if I don't have the power to heal the sick, when the Bible said these signs shall follow them, then, Lord, how can I possibly believe strong enough to be translated into the kingdom of God? Amen. It's something to think about, my brothers and my sisters. Jesus said that these were twins. These were twins. If you had the one, Brother Ford, you have the other. If you don't have the one, Bob, you don't have the other. These are twins. Hallelujah, that comes in the wound of our heart. Amen. Search yourself, the Bible said, and see if you be in the faith. Let's bow our heads together. I want to pray for you tonight that God will heal you as a whole. Let's everybody believe God. I'm going to ask God to stretch out His hand tonight to heal you. And I want you to believe with me. I want you to believe with me. Father, Lord of heaven tonight, dear God, we know that according to the message that we preached the other night, according to Thy word, Lord, that all sickness was left at Calvary. Lord, in the old man when he was crucified, Lord, in all of the corruption of the body, and all of the diseases was buried yonder in baptism in the name of Jesus, in the watery grave. And tonight we stand as a whole and a healthy man. Father, we stand tonight as a great victorian. Hallelujah, Jesus, over everything. Oh, great and mighty God, I ask of Thee to speak to me, Lord. I ask of Thee, oh God, to give me the touch tonight. Lord, heal these people and make them well. Father, deliver them according to their faith in the finished works of Calvary. Lord, deliver them from their diseases. And I feel you do it now. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Shake hands with somebody. Tell them you love them. Come back and be with us.